Hola. Ay, Dios mío, it's Thursday. Time for Jackie's Vida Loca, where every week we divulge our Latino secrets, talk about our crazy Latino culture, gossip about our crazy Latino friends and relatives, and interview the craziest, the funniest Latino comedians on the Latino comedy scene. Welcome to my crazy life. Jackie's Vida Loca.
Hola, loquitos. This is Jackie coming to you from beautiful, sunny Los Angeles. I hope you're jealous because it's absolutely gorgeous here today. And I got to tell you, I have not been here all week. My crazy life took me to Dallas this week. That's right. And let me tell you something. I've been here in L.A. for about 9 years now, and I think I've become a Los Angelian, as they say, because you know what? I grew up in Miami, Florida, right? And in Miami, it's always hot and humid, and it never really bothered me at all. Like, I could be in a car that's 105 degrees, and the humidity is like at 1,000%, and it wouldn't affect me at all. But when I got to Dallas, it was only 85 degrees, and I thought I was going to die. Seriously, I got off the plane, got out of the airport, and it was so hot and muggy, I thought to myself, ay Dios mío, I'm really losing my whole Miami thing because now I'm starting to really get used to this whole, like, dry L.A. heat, and I never really knew what that meant until I suffocated in Dallas this week. And it was so fun to check out the whole Texas thing, you know, the whole Texas twang, and oh my God, I went out for dinner one night, and we're sitting there after dinner having gelato outside in this really awesome, like, northern Dallas downtown area. Really cool little happening place. And if I have any listeners out there, I say hello to you, my babies. But here's the thing. I'm sitting there having a wonderful gelato, and all of a sudden this massive Jeep with, like, 20-foot tires rolls up. And you know what? He had a longhorn attached to the front of his grill. Okay, guys, that is taking Texas pride to a whole new level. And I'm going to post a picture on my Facebook page, so if you want to check it out on Jackie Dollar at Facebook. But anyway, so this week has been cool. One of the things I got asked to do this week is to do the welcome message for my class reunion, which is coming up in July in Miami, and I'm really excited about it. And I'm trying to come up with all, like, these funny jokes without insulting anybody, so, you know, that's going to be tough. But thank God for, you know, name tags, because honestly, I think everybody's going to be irrecognizable. Anyway, so I'm looking forward to that. I was very honored that I was asked, and now I'm freaking out because I have to figure it out, right? But this week I also watched The Stupid Bachelor. Yes, it is ridiculous. It is pathetic that we have the show on television. I think the whole Bachelor, Bachelorette show franchise is ridiculous, but yes, I'm an avid viewer because it's like crack. Once you watch once, you get hooked, and that's it, right? So, The Stupid Bachelor, anyway, like, this past week, some idiot had a girlfriend. It happens every season. Like, it's almost like they have a script for the show, and they don't. And I really think they tell these people what to do, what they say. I think it's all drama for your mama, and it's all, like, pre-planned. And I'm sucked in every week like everybody else. And I really do like The Bachelorette this time. I think Desiree is a very sweet girl. I do think she has a few bags under her eyes most of the time. I think she's staying up partying. She's not the little girl next door that we all think she is. But anyway, I like the show, and it's a lot of fun. So today I did some voiceover work for Mattel this morning. It was so fun. I love working with those guys. And if any of you are listening, I send you a big Barbie hi. Look, people, anything to do with sparkles, sprinkles, princesses, castles, I'm all about that stuff. I'm all about it. It's like right in my wheelhouse. But here's the thing. I love all that stuff, but one thing I absolutely hate is bullying. I hate bullies. They made my life freaking impossible when I was a kid. Not all the time, but some of the time. And thank God I learned how to stand up to bullies. But my show today is about bullying. And I'm so passionate about this topic. I promised on Facebook not to cry, and I'm not going to cry, but I'm really emotional about this topic because, you know, everybody can be a victim of bullies. Okay, 30% of all kids in school today are either bullies or victims of bullying. 160,000 kids in the U.S. stay home from school every day because they're scared shitless they're going to get bullied. And you wonder who gets bullied. Well, everybody. Everybody is a target, right? If you're fat, you get bullied. If you're skinny, you're too skinny, you get bullied. Black, white, ugly, pretty, redheads, curly heads, gay people, geeks, Latinos, Indians, short people, tall people, rich people, poor people, smart, dumb, nerdy, hip, doesn't matter who you are. If you have a pulse, you can be a target of bullies because bullies try to snuff out who they perceive to be more vulnerable, which is BS, right? But I really think that kids that are bullied at home scope out their targets, and they are the ones who pick on other kids in school. Now, Merriam-Webster, the guy with the dictionary, okay? Merriam-Webster defines bullies as a person who uses strength or power to harm or intimidate those who are weaker. Here's La Loca, Jackie's definition of bullies. A little bastard that makes your life impossible and thinks that by bullying someone else, they somehow are superior when they are truly the weaker of the two. Basically, I think bullies are somebody you should feel sorry for. Let me tell you why. Because they are the ones with the big problems, okay? And there's a big difference between bullying and picking on someone, right? Like, look, you know, we all poke fun at each other, and when poking fun, like when joking with somebody is all in good, pure, clean fun, you know what? Too bad if you can't take a joke, okay? Because we joke around all the time on this show, and we take life lightly, and, you know, if you want to poke fun back at me, come on, bring it on. But bullying is a completely different story because bullies intend harm. That's their problem. You know, I got to tell you, and I'm going to reveal for the first time in my life, I'm going to talk about this because, you know, it's something that I sort of overcame and really didn't think twice about it afterwards. I can't tell you that I lied. I do think about it, and it does come up, but it hasn't affected the rest of my life. And that's because I stood up to bullies myself, okay? When I was a little kid, I was not athletic at all, people. I loved art class and hated PE. I wasn't good at it, okay? I was literally the last one always picked on the dodgeball team, really. You know why I didn't want to go out in there and play? Because I was such a prissy little girl, I didn't want to get my shoes and my clothes dirty and all that. I literally liked to play in a quiet little corner with my friends. It was so funny because we were at school, and then in recess we would play that we were at school. Hysterical. But anyway, I was not athletic, and when it came to playing any kind of sports, like team sports, forget it, people. I was awful. Yeah, and I got picked on. I got picked on by the girls, and I got bullied by the boys. You know that they literally would run past me and pull my top down. They would pull my shorts down. It was so humiliating. I honestly wanted to take them all on. But, you know, when a group of kids gangs up on one other kid, it is so incredibly overwhelming and devastating, and you think your life is going to be over. And, boy, today's bullies, they're the worst of the worst. We're going to get into that. But then, okay, so that was, you know, that was in elementary school. It was in camp also where I got bullied. But the thing that kind of saved me during that time was that I was really, really fantastic at art. And those same stupid bullies that would bully me in PE or in any kind of sport, they sucked at art. They weren't really good at it, right? Probably because they were so damn focused on being bullies. But in art class, I literally outbullied them because my stuff was always picked as the best in class, and I got a lot of accolades, and I got a lot of recognition, and some of these little crappers would come up to me during art class and ask me how I did whatever I did. So I was able to redeem myself using other talents, and I think that's a lesson to be learned. And if anybody who's being bullied, I'll tell you what, if anybody who's being bullied is listening to this show right now, and even if you're an adult being bullied, I want you to learn lessons during this show. Not that I'm here to preach to you, but I want us to discuss this topic because it is so important. You know, just today I was chatting with a friend of mine from high school on Facebook, and she too was bullied when she was a kid. I had no idea. She probably didn't know I was bullied either. Maybe people didn't know, you know, maybe some of my friends who met me in junior high when I had already left a different group of friends in private school, maybe they didn't know that about me. Like, for example, when I started in junior high, right? So all of my life I went to private school until I was 14 years old, and then my parents sent me to John F. Kennedy Junior High School. I really wanted to go to public school. I had had enough of the uniforms, looking like, you know, a freaking nun. Well, I shouldn't really say that because I do respect the nuns, but, you know, I don't really want to dress like one. But anyway, long story short is that in junior high, I went to public school, right? I had transferred from a private school, and I was the new girl in school. And you know what? I was outgoing. I was friendly. I made friends very quickly and easily, but not with Bella D. Oh, my God. Bella D, and I'm not going to say her last name, although I should, because I should call this little out. But who knows? Maybe she straightened out her life, and I don't want to make her life now impossible, although she made my life impossible. But she was like this druggy bad girl. Is she still alive? Bella D was my nemesis. I had no idea what I'd done to this girl, really. And all her friends, she had no friends at school. All her friends were 25-year-old druggy friends. All of her friends had beards, okay, and they all hated me. I didn't really know it then, but I really do think that she was jealous of me. I don't know why, but she was. So, and also, I actually had heard later on, years later, that she had had this terrible home life. Anyway, this was a girl that would literally spray paint her name, Bella, all over the backs of city buses. If you got on a bus, you'd see her freaking name spray painted on there. She was loud and proud, and she was just a real bad girl. Anyway, one day, I'm at home, right? It's after school. She probably hadn't gone to school that day. And Bella D shows up at my house in a car full of all these older druggy guys with long hair and beards, okay? And they come up to my house, and I see this car pull up. It's like a beat-up freaking Camaro from, like, 1930, right, if they made Camaros back then. But anyways, this old beat-up piece of crap car drives up to my house, and there's Bella, and she gets out of that car like she is going to let me have it. I'm watching this from inside the house. My grandfather, my abuelo, was outside doing some work, and she literally stomped past him to my front door. She bangs on my door. Knowing that this is Bella, I go answer the door, thinking, okay, well, maybe she's here to make up or something. No, not to be. She literally swings at me. My parents see what's going on. My father rushes to the door. Believe me, punches were freaking flying. It was not pretty. And this is a girl who would, like, tease me all the time in school, hiss at me. She would be in the back smoking cigarettes, throwing her butts at me. She hated my guts. Anyway, this day she drives up to my house, picks a fight with me at my front door. My father gets involved. It was not pretty. Next thing you know, my abuelo is chasing her away with a 2x4. Oh, my God, funny now, not funny then. I was mortified. And to be honest, the next morning, like, my parents were, like, on a warpath because my mom's a little Puerto Rican hot tamale, and she ain't going to take crap from nobody. And my father was, like, stunned that this girl came to our door. I mean, literally, you know, according to the law, if somebody's trespassing and assaulting you, you can claim self-defense and beat the shit out of them, right? So we didn't do that, right? Anyway, the girl went running back into the car of druggies, took off, and the next morning, the principal of my junior high school called her mother in, and boy, let me tell you something. You want to talk about law enforcement? That girl's mother beat the living crap out of her right there in the principal's office. Like, every time Bella would look at her mother would slap her. It was so embarrassing. Look, revenge is sweet, right? And I wasn't really out for revenge, but my parents wanted to press charges. Ultimately, we didn't press charges. We actually really felt bad for this girl because you could tell that her mother wasn't going to take any crap either from her. And unfortunately, there was clearly something wrong with her and something wrong with her life. We didn't press charges. We figured the law enforcement of her mother was plenty. And to be honest with you, after that, I think she was so embarrassed in school because everybody else saw what was going on and they saw her mother kick the crap out of her. After that, she never bothered me again. Never bothered me again. I don't know if this girl is, again, still alive or not. I really do, at this stage in my life, wish her the best. I really hope that she got her act together and that she's living happily somewhere, you know, with her own kids, raising them the right way. But this girl was a huge bully, and she was a scrawny girl, too. She was really, really skinny. I think she did a lot of drugs. But anyway, Bella D was my nemesis. I had to endure this crap my first year in public school, and it wasn't fun at all. And, you know, bullying isn't fun. And the truth of the matter is, it's a huge problem. It's a really, really big problem in our society today. And I think that there are so many people that are in the mix that have to take responsibility, you know. And I do want to start. I want to start with the parents because, you know, I mean, maybe parents don't even know they're raising bullies. But, you know, sometimes parents degrade their kids, beat their self-esteem out of them. And it's kids with really low self-esteem that go to school and bully everybody else because they get bullied at home, you know. And I say to parents, not parents of bullies, but other parents, I say watch your kids closely, you know. Really observe them and teach them. Teach your kids not to become immune to the pain of others because so many kids, they themselves aren't necessarily the direct, you know, alpha bully, but they watch other kids bully other kids. And it's so important for kids to stick up for each other and not to become immune to other people's pain, you know. And the last thing I would tell parents, and I'm not trying to be preachy, okay, look this crap up online. You'll see this advice. You don't need to take it from La Loca, right? But set an example for your kids, you know. Set an example for them that they shouldn't be bullying other people. You know, sometimes we don't realize it, but you say things in front of kids, and they pick up everything. They're like a sponge. And you don't realize that you yourself are being somewhat forceful or racist or intolerant or whatever it may be. You know, you might say something in passing in your freaking living room, not even realizing that kids are going to interpret that as hatred towards somebody else and think, hey, I got a license to be just like that. So I would say to parents, you guys are on the front lines of making sure your kid's not a bully. It's your responsibility, and you should take it seriously. The other ones are teachers and educators. We're going to talk a little bit more about this, but, you know, I think sometimes teachers get terrified themselves of bullies. I think that they sometimes are secretly afraid of bullies themselves, and they kind of overlook bullies, or they're just so damn fed up that they just turn the other way. But you know what? Teachers observe this stuff. I think teachers truly are right there. Actually, I would say teachers are on the front line because they're watching this stuff happen in school, and sometimes they don't do enough, they don't do anything, who knows? But I think it's really up to teachers to report and discipline these little creeps. And sometimes teachers and educators, their hands are tied too. We're going to talk about that. But ultimately, I think that, you know, the fullest effect of the law should be applied to these bullies, and especially cyberbullies. We're going to talk about those damn little cyberbullies in a minute. But the law needs to arrest and apprehend these bullies. And sometimes these bullies need to be treated as adults, because sometimes these bullies commit such offenses. You've heard about some of these kids that have committed suicide because they were being cyberbullied. It is so sad and so pathetic. And I think for those kind of kids that go that to the lengths of cyberbullying, they really should be apprehended as adults, and the fullest extent of the law should be applied to them. And the last people who should take responsibility to put bullies in their place is you. You, the guys that are being bullied. I'm going to sit here and tell you, I was bullied, and I had to toughen up, and I had to grow a pair. Because the truth of the matter is, and you know, my mother always said this to me, you're no better than anybody else, but nobody's better than you. She used to say, and yeah, you could just hear it, oh yeah, you're no better than anybody else, but nobody is better than you, okay? I mean, she would tell me in her little Latina fighter accent, don't let anybody push you around. And that's what you have to do. Look, you're being bullied. It's your responsibility, too, to stand up to bullies. Fight fire with fire. And I know it's frightening, but I'm going to tell you, don't be scared. Because they can smell blood. They're like a shark in water, you know? If you have a sore and you go into the sea and there's a shark, they're going to eat your leg off. And that's exactly what a bully will do. They'll literally eat your arm off. So you have to stand up and understand that this too shall pass. You have to see the bigger picture. And you have to have higher hopes for yourself and find your own self-esteem. And you know what? For the kids listening to the show, because I know we have some really young sort of listeners as well, if you're getting bullied, tell your parents. Don't be scared. Don't be ashamed, because your parents can do something about it that you can't. And you really, really have to do this before it gets totally out of control. And if it's already out of control, run, don't walk, and tell your parents, because, you know, or tell a teacher or tell an adult, because it's so important to fight bullies. It really is. Bullies are just, you know, honestly, they're terrified little creatures themselves. And when you fight fire with fire, they stand up and realize they can't, that you're not going to be a victim. And don't act like a victim. Act like a winner that you are. Cyberbullying. So to me, the internet is a death trap for bullies, you know. Basically, it's so much worse than just bullying in the schoolyard, because if you bully somebody in the schoolyard, you know, that's one thing, and it's not good, right? And somebody can stand up to that. But when it comes to the internet, it's a million times worse because it follows you everywhere, and it follows you for the rest of your life. It's out there on cyberspace. So it's no longer just a few kids bullying somebody. It's hundreds of kids getting in on the action. And it is just the worst kind of bullying there is, okay? And parents, if you're a parent, I want you to hear this, because these are the kind of messages that kids send on Facebook. They send it on Twitter. I hate you. Everyone else hates you. You should just die. You know how many kids have actually taken their lives because they got those kinds of messages? It's really provocative, and it's really important for parents to get out there and really understand what's going on. Here's another one that kids post on Facebook. Vote for the fattest and ugliest kid at Gordon Middle School. Those are the kind of things they're posting on social media networks. And you know what? I think Facebook should take a stance around this because so many kids use Facebook for this kind of crap. It's out of control. These kids can actually hack your computer, and it's been proven to be done. They hack your computer. They hack your kid's computer. They block your kid from all the games that they're allowed to play. They steal their passwords. They get your credit card information. They actually steal identities. They're not good kids, right? And if you know any of these kids, you got to report them. Report them. If you're not sure who to report them, pick up the phone and call 911. They'll tell you who to call. I'm serious. And I do believe it's a 911 kind of thing. Because if you see this going on Facebook or anywhere else, this is headed down the road for no good. You know, another thing that kids do to cyberbully is to post your kid's picture on pedophilia sites. Is that what you want for your kid? You don't even know they're doing it. But when somebody's bullying on Facebook and somebody's bullying on all these social media sites and through emails and texting and sexting and all that stuff, you can rest assured they're going to be doing it where you least expect and where you least know. And, you know, it's not usually a one-time communication. Here's the thing. Usually what happens is, like, okay, if somebody gets bullied at school, they get bullied every day. If somebody gets bullied on cyberspace, they get bullied more than every day. They get bullied all day long, right? Because it's so damn easy for them with their little cell phones to put on Facebook a million, you know, remarks and comments and likes and shares and posts and pictures. They could be taking pictures of your kid. They don't even know it. And that is why it's so important, you know, as a parent, to, as an adult, I would say, as a human being, to become involved. But let's talk about adults, because, you know, sometimes adults do get involved in the cyber harassment. The minute an adult gets involved in any kind of bullying against anybody else, it's no longer cyberbullying. It's cyber harassment, and it's punishable by law. So, parents, control yourself, people. You know, it might seem so, how can I say this? It might seem so alluring to get online and tell another kid off, but you got to be careful with that, and you got to be careful that you're not harassing somebody else, and you're not participating in the bullying activity. You may not even know that you are. But parents are the first ones that kids avoid when they're being cyberbullied. They want to hide it from you. So, you know, cyberbullying is just a huge, huge, huge problem, and the internet is definitely a death trap for cyberbullies because it does provoke kids to do really, really drastic things, you know. Cyberbullies in schools, let's talk about that. You know, when schools get involved, by disciplining the student for cyberbullying actions that took place off campus or outside of school hours, you know what, they're often sued for exceeding their authority and violating the school's free speech right. And when they're sued, they often lose the suit. So schools sometimes have their hands tied, but that shouldn't really stop them, because schools can be really effective brokers in working with the parents to stop and remedying cyberbullying situations. So I think it is, you know, up to the parents and the students and the kids and the teachers to all work together as a team to stop this crap. You know, they can educate the students on cyber ethics and the law. If schools are creative, you know what, they can avoid the claim that their actions exceeded their legal authority for off-campus cyberbullying actions. I'll tell you what, go to stopcyberbullying.org. It's the website that I went to find out all this info, okay? They recommend, listen up, and if you're an educator, pay close attention, and you can replay my show 1,000 times and listen to this, or just go to stopcyberbullying.org. They recommend that a provision is added to the school's acceptable use policy, okay, reserving the right to discipline the student for actions taken off campus if they are intended to have an effect on a student or they adversely affect the safety and well-being of a student while in school. This makes it a contractual, not constitutional issue. So basically put it in your policy up front so parents know that you will take action. And all of a sudden it's not a free speech thing. It's a let's get the hell of the bully out of here and straighten his ass out. Again, that's stopcyberbullying.org, a great organization and a really good website with a lot of information. And parents, you know what? I tell you to get online. Get online right away. If you even think that your kid is being a victim of bullying, or even if your kid is bullying someone else and you have no clue how to stop your little crapper, I would tell you to get online because there are a lot of resources out there that you can tap into and learn more information on how to control your child or how to handle a bullier. Let me give you another resource right now. StopBullying.gov is another really, really, really good website, StopBullying.gov. And you know what? Just look up bullying. Look up bullying online. It'll take you places, and there's so much information out there. But take a hold of this situation because your kid could be in danger and in serious danger of harming themselves if they're being bullied. There's another one called the Bully Project. It's really they're creating a movement. They created a DVD. There's an educator's toolkit, and it's called the bullyproject.com. I got a project for those bullies, let me tell you what. And you know what? It's not just on, you know, it's not just on the internet and social media sites, but cell phones. Cell phones is lethal weapon number one. Every kid has a cell phone now. It's so hysterical to watch these kids walking around with a cell phone. Do you know what the statistics are? All right, I'm going to tell you. Ages 6 to 9, 22% of them have cell phones. Ages 10 to 14, 60% have cell phones. And ages 15 to 18, 84% have cell phones, okay? And you know what a cell phone is? Yeah, it's a safety measure. But you know what? It's also a way for your kids to send around naked pictures of each other without somebody knowing about it. It's about, you know, little crappers to take pictures of naked girls getting raped at parties. It happens, and you've heard about it. They use these phones for all kinds of crap. You know, if you use this phone to look up porn and all this stuff, that's your problem. But when your kid is using their phone to bully other people or as a, you know, as a means of sharing stuff that other people are bullying somebody about, they're guilty. You know, they're guilty. And by the way, cell phone records do not lie. You can't even cover that crap up. You can't, because cell phone records don't lie. And all those texts that they're sending around, you know what they do with that? They post them on a PowerPoint presentation in a court of law, and there's your embarrassed ass in the courtroom watching your kid's text scroll in front of you. It is not fun, but I'll tell you what, it's a lot less fun for the person being bullied. I know I sound like I'm on my soapbox, but, you know, there's such drastic results as a result of bullying that, I, as you can see, I'm ranting about this stuff because I'm passionate about it because kids are dying. I mean, the statistics on bullying and suicide are alarming, okay? Listen up. Suicide is the third leading cause of death amongst young people, resulting in about 4,400 deaths every year, according to the CDC. For every suicide amongst young people, there are at least 100 suicide attempts. And you know, people who attempt suicide and are really interested in committing suicide eventually are successful, right? Over 14% of high school students have considered suicide and almost 7 have attempted suicide. It's a lot of people. Bullying victims are up to 9 times more likely to consider suicide than non-victims. Bullying victims are up to 9 times more likely to consider suicide. If your kid is being bullied, you got to get in front of that stuff. You got to do something. And if you are being bullied, the last thing you should consider is suicide. You should consider giving the other person a kick in the ass. That's what you should consider. But I'm not encouraging that. But what I'm saying is that you should stand up for yourself. 10 to 14-year-old girls are at higher risk for suicide related to bullying. Okay, bullying-related suicide can be connected to any type of bullying. It's not just physical bullying or somebody poking somebody in the chest. It's not even just emotional bullying. It's the cyberbullying, the sexting, circulating suggestive and nude pictures and messages about someone. And these kids are so relentless. Oh, my God. Some of these kids are so relentless. I want to really look. I know this is like a sort of like a Debbie Downer show today, because this show is about comedy, you know, but it's also about things that provoke me and things that inspire me. And thank God the producers of our show, Easy Way Broadcasting, give me a lot of rope to do whatever the hell I want on my show. So what you get is the true Jackie La Loca, okay? And today I really want to talk about this stuff because it bothers me. And it bothers me that there are kids suffering out there. And it bothers me that sometimes parents are not doing enough. And I'm not trying to, like, you know, give parents a hard time. I'm just trying to say, if you think your kid's somehow being bullied, you got to do something about it. And if you think you got a little shit that's bullying, straighten them up and fast. And don't do it with force, you know what? Because they're probably feeling it from you somehow. And something's going on in with their life that they're taking it out on all these other kids in school. So this is an extension of what might be happening at home. teen suicide warning signs. I want to talk to you about this, okay? You can look this all up online, but La Loca is going to give you some info. So here's a 411, okay? Depression, ongoing sadness, withdrawal, losing interest in favorite activities, okay? Trouble sleeping or eating, talking about or showing an interest in death or dying, doing harmful things to themselves like reckless behavior, drugs, self-injury. And sometimes you think it's the most confident kid, but they're going through this stuff. Giving away favorite possessions, saying goodbye to people. Well, I would say that's a pretty important sign. Saying that they can't handle things anymore. Boy, that's a big sign, and I think kids say that, and we just completely overlook it. Making comments that things would be better without them. These are all warning signs, and if you've heard your kids say any of this stuff, there's plenty of resources online for you. Suicide hotlines, bullying hotlines, all kinds of resources. The resources are there for you to take advantage of them, and I would say do it. I want to know if you think you have Johnny Bullier in your house because, you know, there are certain trends and certain things, aspects of their personality that define the bullying mindset, okay? So listen up. Tell me if your Pepito sounds like this. Does he have high levels of anger, meaning punching walls, throwing crap, destroying shit in your house? Does he lack confidence, meaning, are you doing something that makes him lack confidence? Do you boost your kid's self-esteem? Does he lack confidence, or does he or she lack confidence? Because bulliers are not gender-specific. Are they aggressive? Every time you talk to them, are they aggressive? Are they impulsive? Are they doing things out of the blue that surprise you? Do you know what they're doing? Do they have feelings of depression themselves? Are they unhappy at school? Are they doing poorly at school? Right? Check that out, because if they're doing poorly at school, they're probably unhappy at school. And that's one of the bullying mindset points. Do they lack a sense of belonging in school? You know, do they feel like they don't fit in, or are they fitting up with the Bella D crowd? You know, are all their friends 25-year-olds with beards? You should think about that if your kid's in, like, junior high. Do they dislike or are they dissatisfied with school? And the last point, which is the most important, are they having problems at home? You know, kids lash out, and sometimes parents, you know, I get it, you don't really know it, you don't really know what's happening. You know, it could just be like biological changes in kids and teens and stuff like that. But sometimes they're having problems at home, you don't even realize it. Like kids, you know, that kid that just literally killed a whole bunch of people in Santa Monica, oh my God. You know, that kid was a victim of a divorced family, and he was really, really struggling with that. He might not have been the best kid in the world, but that was one of the things that was really, really bothering him. And how many divorced families do we have? So you really have to keep an eye on your kids. And I'm all for spying on your kids, okay, people? Listen, I'm all for going through their drawers. And if you kids are listening now, you better pay attention because you're going to have to put a lock and key after I finish with your parents. I think parents should be searching kids' rooms. I think all this crap about privacy, bull. If you're under the age of 18 and living with your parents, that is their home. So all your possessions are their possessions, just like if you put pictures on Facebook. Those pictures belong to Facebook, not you, okay? So here's the thing. If you're living under the house of your parents should be allowed to know what you're up to. And I know you. Sometimes kids are up to no good, right? But parents should be aware because some things that are up to no good are really not that bad, and other things that are up to no good are bad. And your parents are there to help you and protect you, right? And so I think parents should be going through your drawers. I think they should be looking at your phones when you're not watching. I think parents should be seeing who you're friends with. They should be seeing where the hell you go once you tell them you're going to the mall, if you're really going to the mall. And I'm not saying parents should be so suspicious and not trusting of you because we got some good kids, right? We got some really good kids out there that are honest and are doing the right thing and stand up for people being bullied. And I love kids like that. I love kids like that, and I reward you with a lot of praise. But I'll tell you what, parents, you need to be finger on the pulse with your kids because kids are, you know, sometimes they just really don't know the kind of trouble they can really get into. And sometimes we kids, and now I'm talking as a kid because I know I used to put myself in some crazy situations. I really did. Sometimes I look back now and I think to myself, oh, my God, I can't believe I survived, you know, some of the things I did. And I guess as a kid, by definition, you're going to get yourself into some trouble at some point. And parents hopefully will be there to help you and rescue you. But there are certain kinds of trouble you will never get yourself out of. And you'll spend your whole life battling that crap. So parents, I tell you, don't be afraid to be nosy and get in there with your kids. So many people, you know, so many people that, like, we look up to today are or were victims of bullying. And I'm going to name a few as we go along here in this show because you'd be really surprised, I think. Emma Watson. Oh, my God, she's so pretty. Such a pretty girl. And she's actually starring in the new movie, The Bling Ring. This girl's worth an estimated $32 million a year, okay? But she wanted to get an Ivy League education, and she went to Brown University, right? It proved to be less than magical for the Harry Potter star. She reportedly dropped out of Brown University because she was being bullied. That's really sad, okay? And it's embarrassing because here's a pretty little English girl that wants to go to an American university and get a really great education. She's a smart girl, and these little craps are bullying her. Fellow students said that Watson was mercilessly, huh, that's a word that I can't say very well. Okay, she was really taunted at school with some classmates making comments like 3 points for Gryffindor, or whenever she answered a question in class. The 21-year-old actress and model announced in March that she would be taking a break from Brown, but claimed she was just trying to focus on her acting career. I'll still be working toward my degree. It's just like going to take me a semester or two longer than I thought, she wrote on her website. Well, bottom line is she was being bullied, and it's really sad, but she should be laughing all the way to the bank, $32 million a year. Emma Watson, if you're listening right now, Jackie's Vida Loca, I tell you, you should stand up to bullies, but you have nothing to worry about, my friend. Robert Pattinson. Listen, he may have won over millions of teenage girls globally, but the Twilight's resident vampire, Robert Pattinson, was not exactly on the good side of his classmates growing up in Britain. He got beaten up a lot. He says, I was a bit of an idiot, but I always thought the assaults were unprovoked, as they usually are. Here's how he thinks he got bullied. I like to behave as an actor, or how I thought an actor was supposed to be, and that apparently provoked a lot of people into hitting me. Pattinson also experienced what it was like to have the shoe on the other foot, literally and figuratively. Someone stole my shoelaces, he once said. And to this day, get this, people, Robert Pattinson never wears laces in his shoes, as a reminder of that. Here's another one. Sandra Bullock. Okay, I mean, this is a woman that's been so phenomenally successful. You know, Oscar winner Sandra Bullock, she was raised by a German mother. And basically, she used to get cruel comments from her classmates because her mom was a professional opera singer, and she used to take her to Germany all the time. And so basically, she was completely clueless about the culture in the U.S. She spent so much time in Germany, she'd come home and go back to school, and she said that she looked like a clown compared to the cool way the other kids looked and dressed. So she got her ass kicked a lot. I mean, and she says, today kids are mean, and the sad thing is that I can still remember the first and last names of every one of those kids who were mean to me. Bella D, if you're listening now, I have not forgotten your name, my friend. Miley Cyrus. Cutie Miley Cyrus, although her hair is now short and crazy, which I kind of like, actually. But she wrote an autobiography in 2009, and this girl, you know, has gone through a number of things in her life. Parents divorced, and now she's married and having trouble. But I like Miley. I mean, you know, I like her. She revealed how she survived her unofficial unfan club in her preteen years growing up in Tennessee. Basically, the girls on this unfan club took it beyond normal bullying. These were big, tough girls known as the anti-Miley club. I mean, girls can be so freaking mean. They can be so mean. She says that she was scrawny and short, and these girls were fully capable of doing bodily harm to her, and they seemed that they tried to. Sometimes they shoved her into a bathroom during class and locked her inside the bathroom on occasion, and she stayed there like for hours until somebody would come and rescue her. I mean, you know, and they'd also make fun of her because of her father's song, Achy Breaky Heart. You know, it's just, look, we think that these celebrities just have money and fame and looks and talent and that they were never victims. What I'm trying to say, people, is that it happens to so many of us. Everybody at some point has been a victim of being picked on, and many of us have been victims of being bullied. And you know what? I say these things because I feel for those kids that are feeling like they're less, you know, like they don't belong or like they're odd or like they're different. You know what? It's those differences that makes you kick ass as an adult. I'm going to tell you that because in school, everybody's trying to look the same, be the same, and if you're not the same in some way, then the bullies in the class are going to pick on you. But survive it because you know what? When you get older, all those things that they picked on you for being you know, a little bit too studious or a little bit too this or too that. Those are the things that make you interesting. And interesting things land you kick-ass jobs as you get older. Trust me when I tell you this. If you can survive all that and get beyond it, you will be a stronger person. You will. You know what? You think that people like the royal family never is a victim of bullying, whatever. Prince Harry Windsor was, well, actually, his father, Prince Charles, was endured more of his fair share of taunting during years as a student, his father, right? Even people who were princes and kings, future kings, right? Well, Prince Harry Windsor was, you know, bullied as a kid because he's a redhead. Because he's a redhead, which is ridiculous. Ridiculous. Some of the most beautiful models in the world have been redheads. And if you're a redhead, you're unique. That makes you cool. That makes you special. Live with it. Do something funky with your hair. Get a cool haircut. You know, just try as you can to be yourself and be confident. Chris Rock, I love him. I'll tell you what. Chris Rock is probably La Loca's favorite comedian of all time. And he created a show called Everybody Hates Chris. And apparently when he was a kid, everybody did hate Chris. He's talked openly about his struggles, about being the only black kid in a New York school. He used to get beaten up every day. Boy, we should be ashamed of ourselves. He got called the N-word. He was kicked. It's very sad, very sad. But Chris Rock turned this experience into comedy, and with the show Everybody Hates Chris. And you know what? He's one of the biggest, most regarded, highly regarded comedians of our time. And by the way, Chris Rock is super rich. And basically, after he created the show Everybody Hates Chris, do you know that one of his former teachers actually wrote him an apology letter because of his less than pleasant elementary school days? But that's what I mean. Teachers do play an important role. And if you look the other way, you're just as guilty, miss. If you're a teacher that doesn't do anything about it, you should be ashamed of yourself because you have that responsibility. Christina Aguilera is another one who felt like an oddball. And you know why? Just because she liked to sing. Isn't that ridiculous? Before joining her showbiz peers like Britney Spears and Justin Timberlake on the new Mickey Mouse Club, Christina's dreams of stardom rendered her an outsider with her classmates. Kids couldn't relate to her. She felt like an oddball. After joining Mickey Mouse Club, Aguilera had her tires slashed by her classmates, said it was really exciting for me to almost feel like I'd found my kind. And that's what I want to say also to people who are bullied, you know. It's like you think sometimes that you're so different, you know, that you're doing these things that are so different, or that you look different, or that your race is different, or that maybe you speak differently. You know, Pierce Brosnan was bullied for having an Irish accent. It's ridiculous, right? If you think you're just so different, there's a million other people that are exactly like you, you know. And sometimes these bullies think they're so special. They're not. You know, they're the ones who have the really big problems, not you. So you need to identify and know that, right? It's so sad. But anyway, I'm saying all this, and I'm dedicating my show today to all those kids that have been victims of bullies and that have victimized themselves by suicide and that sort of thing because of bullying. You know, I mean, if you're a bully, guess what? You have so much prospect in front of you. Bill Clinton, long before Bill Clinton became our 42nd president, he struggled with self-image and body weight. He used to be overweight. During his fight against childhood obesity, the former president noted that his love for fast food was likely a contributor to this need for his September 2004 quadruple bypass, right? I realized that one more time I've been given another chance and I wanted to make the most of it, said Clinton. I was the fat band boy wearing unfashionable jeans. During a YMCA dance, an older boy teased Clinton for donning carpenter pants. I can't freaking talk. When Clinton jawed back, the boy, who stood a whopping 6'6", punched him in the jaw. Clinton may have come out of it with a sore face, but after taking the hit, but like a champ, standing his ground, people, and earning the respect of the other students, the politician also gained a lesson in perseverance. And that's a lesson to me in, you know, stand up to bullies. And even if you're smaller than the bully, don't worry about it. You know, even if you know they can pummel your little ass, your little scrawny ass, stand up to them anyway. Because attitude goes a long way with bullies. You know what I mean? If you show them, even if you're smaller, you're not scared, they will back off. There's this whole thing called the Chihuahua syndrome, okay? Now, I once had a miniature Chihuahua that was so tiny that Sandy could fit in my father's pocket. And once there was this huge German shepherd charging towards Sandy, and Sandy started barking and charging back toward him. And do you know that the German shepherd literally ran away? There's something about bullies. They're terrified themselves. They're not bold and brave. They're only bold and brave when you are weak. You need to stand up and show them, no matter how small you are way cooler, way smarter, way more talented. And by the way, you're funnier, you're cuter, you're this, you're that, you're the other thing. You got great things going for you, baby. So don't let any big-ass bully think that they can beat you up, because they can't, because you're smarter. And they're all hung up with all their crap that's going on in their head. But you got a clear head. You're smarter, right? You all know, probably know, that Demi Lovato was bullied. I mean, she's come out very publicly and talked about that. And, you know, girls will be girls, and sometimes they are all too cruel. You know, she came out on the Ellen DeGeneres show a couple years ago and really opened up about the bullying she endured in seventh grade, teasing that eventually prompted her to be homeschooled. I never really understood why I was being bullied until looking back, she says, noting that she really was already a working actress, and that made her an easy target. I had a different lifestyle than everybody else. It's so sad. And like the littlest things these kids pick up on. And frankly, she kind of went and got homeschooled, and I give her credit for sort of, you know, somehow dealing with the problem. But I think the best way is to stand up to bullies and not let them believe that you'll ever take crap from them, right? Kate Winslet is another one. She was overweight and in school, and it was really much worse in school. Kids called her blubber. She said that she was bullied for being chubby, and the girls would always say, you know, it's such a shame because you have a pretty face. And her response was, well, I could always lose weight, but you'll always be ugly. You know what? It's like if you can outwit somebody with your smarts and be funny and really get them back with your words. Because I'm not encouraging the people who are being bullied to go out and beat the shit out of somebody. I'm encouraging you to, you know, stand up for yourself in an intellectual and a smart way. You'd probably be so smart that they won't even know what hit them. Another one is Kristen Stewart, you know. She's really popular now, but she always wasn't this popular in her high school. And it wasn't that long ago that she was in high school. She used to get bullied a lot, you know, and she used to go off and do films because she was excited to leave school. She herself, you know, said she couldn't relate to these kids. They're mean, and they don't give you a chance. You know, she was never the type of girl to go around talking about her acting. So in the beginning, she, you know, didn't get hassled. But until someone realized that she was an actress, they gave her crap about that. And then they started calling her such a bitch. And that's really sad. So she literally pulled out of school at 14 and concentrated on her education via correspondence, she says, while concentrating on her career. The day she did the graduation scene in Eclipse, she felt like she had just finished high school herself. So, you know, it's really sad because you see these people that are so successful and you think, well, you know, they're untouchable. Nobody ever gave them crap about anything. And that's not true. These kids deal with the same thing, but you can see that you can still have success and get on with things and not give those bullies so much control. And that's part of the problem. You know, I really think it's so important for people to take a stand. We'll talk about more celebrities in a minute, but I think it's so important for people to take a stand. And here's how you can take a stand. Like if you're sitting there scratching your head, okay, I know the Loca has said all these things about bullying, but what do I really need to do? And here's what you can do, okay? We need to teach kids, all of us need to teach kids not to ignore the pain of others. Education can help considerably in preventing and dealing with the consequences of bullying and cyberbullying. The first place to begin is an education campaign, you know, with the kids and the teens themselves, right? Teach them. Teach them how to defend themselves and teach them how to report this stuff and teach them that it's totally fine for them to tell you about it. Talk to them in real terms. Make them feel like they can come talk to you. And kids, you should be able to talk to your parents. But if you feel you can't tell a parent, tell, like, a counselor at school that you really, really like. Or, you know, maybe if you feel you can't tell your parents, then maybe tell a teacher that you really, really like. Because sometimes kids that are being bullied are so embarrassed by this. They're having such a hard time. They don't know who to talk to, you know. Or maybe tell your best friend to tell somebody. Because sometimes it's just really hard to talk to an adult. It's easier to talk to your best friend about it. But if you're the best friend of somebody who's being bullied, don't keep your mouth shut. trust La Loca when I tell you don't keep your mouth shut, because you're saving that person's life. And otherwise, their life is miserable. So tell their parent or tell a teacher or tell somebody that can really help them. You know what? They may be really shocked that you told somebody, but in the end, if it stops, they're going to so appreciate your help. Education is so important. We need to address different ways that, you know, bullies, you know, be accountable for their actions and not to just stand by and allow bullying in any form to be acceptable. And like I said, there's a whole bunch of information online. So anyway, so when we come back, I'm going to talk a little bit more about my experiences, and I'm going to talk a little bit more about where to get information and how you can be against bullies and not for bullies, and if you have a bully at home, what to do. So give me a second, and we'll be right back after this official Easy Way Broadcasting message.
Do you want a stronger internet presence and social media following for you or your business? Eric Easyzuli and his company, Easy Way Entertainment, can help you get discovered. Go to www.easywaybroadcasting.com for prices and packages that can help you take control of your internet presence and gain marketing exposure.
Life is hard for how to roll the easy way. Life is hard for how to roll the easy way. Life is hard for how to roll the easy way. Life is hard for how to roll the easy way.
I'm Aubrey O'Day and I'm doing it the easy way.
I'm attorney Gloria Allred and I'm doing Hollywood the easy way.
What up, y'all? It's your partner, Big Boy, Big Boy's Neighborhood, and guess what? I'm doing it the easy way. You're doing it the easy way. All of us are doing it the easy way.
Hi, I'm Larry Namer, co-founder of E! Entertainment Television, now president of Meitong Development Group, which works mainly in China. I really wanted to say a few words about Eric Zuli, or EZ, as a lot of people know him. I just want to say, Eric, keep up the dedication, the perseverance, and the creativity. You're helping to change the media world.
Jake Busey, I'm doing it the easy way.
Hey, Oba Babatunde here, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Jimmy from Crazy Town, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Yo, this is Ray J, and it's all about doing it the easy way.
Hey, this is Brady Connell. I'm the executive producer of Extreme Makeover Home Edition, and I've decided to do Hollywood the easy way.
Hello, I'm Tatiana Ali, and I do Hollywood the easy way.
Hi, I'm Sally Kirkland, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Hey, Hollywood It Guy here. Follow me on Twitter, E-R-I-C-Z-U-L-E-Y, Eric Zuli. If you want to know how to make money on the internet and you want to be promoted the easy way, you got to check out TheEasyShow.com, TheWTV.com, and HollywoodItGuy.com. We're helping those celebrities interact with their fans, the fans interact with their celebrities, showing you the hot Hollywood content. So, hey, come do it the easy way. Check us out.
Jackie La Loca, and I'm here on Jackie's Vida Loca talking today about bullies and putting bullies in the place they belong. Nowhere, okay? Nowhere. You know, it's so funny because when you think of people being bullied, you think of, you know, the Uyghur kid, maybe the chubby kid, like we've said, you know, like Bill Clinton was, or maybe Kate Winslet, or maybe somebody with red hair like Prince Harry who was bullied. But you know what? Sometimes the pretty girls get bullied too, okay? One of the most beautiful women on the screen to me is Megan Fox. It's really hard to feel sorry for people like Megan because she's so beautiful. But in a way, it's comforting to know that she also endured high school harassment. She says, I was bullied and it's hard. You feel like high school is never going to be over. It's 4 years of your life and you just have to remember the person picking on you had their own problems and their own issues and you are going to be okay. Usually, bullies are the most insecure. Doesn't it seem like high school was way longer than 4 years? And that's Megan Fox. Like, if I never knew that, I would have thought she was like just, I would have thought she was the mean girl in school, to be honest with you, because she's so beautiful and she seems like, you know, she's so confident and so on top of things. This girl was bullied. She was bullied. And she's so pretty. Maybe that's why. Another one that is absolutely gorgeous. I mean, Jessica Alba is one of the prettiest and the nicest people ever. And, you know, maybe this is why she was tortured in school. The actress claims that she was shy and awkward and had to be protected by adults. I was bullied so bad, my dad used to have to walk me into school so I didn't get attacked. I'd eat my lunch in the nurse's office so I didn't have to sit with the other girls. Jessica Alba. Gorgeous Jessica Alba, who, you know, again, you look at her and you think, God, she's so pretty and she's going to be one of the popular girls in school. But you know what? I think that what happens is that when people have some sort of a perceived weakness, like insecurity or whatever, the truth of the matter is I think these bullies sort of scope those people out and say, uh-huh, I know I can get away with it with this one. Even somebody like Jessica Alba, who's so successful and such a great girl, Megan Fox as well. Here's another one that's a real toughie today, and she was bullied. One of my girls, Rosario Dawson, might be all grown up and glamorous now, but apparently it took longer for her to grow up than most. When asked if she was bullied as a kid, the actress said, absolutely. It was always about how I looked physically. Growing up, a lot of girls in my school started developing quickly. My mom has a very pronounced bust line, and I was a late bloomer. One of my worst memories is getting all dressed up for school activity and having girls pick on me because I was flat-chested. I was very much a tomboy for a long time. So here's a girl. Like, sometimes girls get picked on, and I know I got picked on when I wore my first training bra to school. That's another time I got picked on as a kid, right? Like, all the other girls did not have training bras. I did. All of a sudden, the girls were snapping my bra. The girls and the boys were snapping my bra and giving me a hard time. Here's a girl who literally didn't have enough boobs. See, that's the thing. You can never be perfect in school. And these kids are bullying you, and you think as the person being bullied that, oh, my God, I need to change this about myself. That's bull. Here's a girl that didn't have a big chest in school, and the other ones that did were picking on her. Here's another one. And this happens all the time with kids that are gay. And you know what, parents? In high school, I mean, I think by the time boys and girls get to high school, they know if they have gay or lesbian tendencies. And we have to be tolerant and supportive of these kids that realize this about themselves. Because if ever a kid needs, you know, support, it's during those years. And especially if the kid is, you know, gay or lesbian or bisexual or whatever, or struggling with their sexuality. And so many of these kids that get bullied are gay kids. You know, in high school, Chris Coffer told the Rolling Stone that kids called him a fag, a freak. When you're in that situation, you learn to think on your feet. I'd always respond, delinquent, or some other word they couldn't understand. And he told The View, absolutely, yeah, I was bullied. I was teased every day, mainly because of my voice. They said I sounded like a chipmunk. Now everyone likes to remind me how they used to be my best friend, but I have a very good memory, and that wasn't always the case. And the truth is, when you are bullied, you never, ever forget those little crappers. You never really do, and it sticks with you. But, you know, hopefully you can get beyond that. And of course you can get beyond that. But, you know, going back to the whole gay, lesbian, straight, gay kids, you really have to be in touch with your kids. And if you do suspect that your kid is gay and has not sort of come out yet, you need to talk to your kid about this and give them the confidence to forge forward. You know, I look at guys like Adam Lambert, who says, you know, he's obviously gay and out of the closet and has been for a while now since he came in second on American Idol. But Adam Lambert says that he's always had the support of his mother, and that really touches me. And I think that's a really good thing, because if you do have the support of your family and your parents and your circle, you know, your social circle around you, I think that makes life a little bit easier. Now, kids are always going to bully other kids, and we got to put a stop to it. And this is one of the things that kids get bullied on the most, okay? The most. Oh, God, it just breaks my heart. It really, really breaks my heart. Here's another one that probably is laughing all the way to the bank right now, because she was bullied as a kid too, Lady Gaga. She went on Ellen and talked about how her high school experience influenced her persona. I wanted to create a space for my fans where they can feel free and they can celebrate. I didn't fit in high school. She wanted to be like Boy George. She felt like a freak. So she created this atmosphere for her fans where they feel like, you know, they have to be a freak to hang out with her, and they don't feel alone. And it took such a long time for her to feel like she was okay with herself. And, you know, so many people criticize her for her outfits or whatever, but you know what she's doing is really sending a message that it's okay to be a little weird, a little crazy, a little weird, a little out of the usual. And again, remember what I said before? If all those things that make you interesting and different when you're a kid that people pick on you for make you money later, remember that, because Lady Gaga is probably one of the highest, if not the highest paid, entertainer of all time. So So she is definitely somebody that, while you may not like her music or you may not dig her outfits or whatever, you got to give the girl credit for sort of overcoming the fact that she was bullied and sort of creating an environment for her fans to feel like, even if you're a weird little freak or crazy little monster, whatever, you know, that it's okay because there's millions and millions of people exactly like you. And so I think it's so important, people, for us to support our kids. And I know you know that, and I know you're in it with me. And, you know, in a way, I guess you come to my show for comedy, but you also come to my show because you like the things that I share about my life and the things that I'm passionate about. And this is really one that's really, really at the top of my list, or one of the things that are at the top of my list, not just because I endured some of this crap myself, but also because I feel like we need to take care of our kids. And the cyber world is really just so lethal when it comes to bullying. And I really think that we need to have a much bigger voice, because this is totally out of control. So I thank you. I thank you so much for listening today, and I encourage you to take one little action today. Look, if I can save one kid from being bullied as a result of my show, then you know what? I've completed my mission here, and I will feel much better about doing the show every day if that's the case. But the truth of the matter is I really appreciate you as a listener, and you are a local just like me. And, you know, I welcome you to come back again next Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern, and listen up, because we're going to talk about stunts. We are going to talk about stuntmen, stunt people, and how you do stunts. And I got a really, really exciting guest that we are confirming right now, but this guy has an IMDb as long as my arm. He is just incredible. He has an incredible resume when it comes to doing stunts, and he's like the Mac Daddy stunt guy here in Hollywood. So I'm just confirming that now. But I think that he will be joining us, and I'm excited about that. So listen, I appreciate you. I love you, my loquitos, and I welcome you back next week on Jackie's Vida Loca.
Adios, everybody. Join me again next Thursday, 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern, for the craziest Latino comedy on Jackie's Vida Loca.